Packers made it official yesterday, declaring tight end Tucker Kraft out for the rest of the season with an ACL injury that he suffered in the loss to the Panthers. I'm Bill Scott with Sports.
I know who he is for this team and what he means to this team. And, that's a heavy blow for us. You know, a lot of guys, even, you know, in the locker room and even in the huddle afterwards, you know, we felt that. And he's a leader on this team. He's a captain. And he's one of those guys that you really love to have on your team. So that's a heavy blow for us.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs, Packers corner Nate Hobbs expected to miss multiple weeks with a sprained MCL, that injury not expected to require surgery. Monday Night Football, Jacoby Brissett tossed a pair of touchdown passes to lead the Cardinals over the Cowboys, 27-17 in Arlington. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo poured in 33, including the game-winning 17-foot fadeaway jumper at the buzzer to help the Bucks knock off the Pacers 117-115. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
But we told everybody we're taking the last shot. Good. It's really good to see us make one at the end of the game against them. That was really nice.
College basketball season tipped off last night. Wisconsin knocked off Campbell 96-64. John Blackwell had 31, Nick Boyd 21. Nolan Winters 17 points and a dozen rebounds in the win. Marquette beat Albany 80-53. Chase Ross had 15 for Shaka Smart's Golden Eagles.
He wants that role. He wants the responsibility that comes from it. You know, he's had games where he's played that well to be considered that, but he's not been consistent with that. And so now we're asking for consistency from him.
Milwaukee beat Hampton 90-86. Kansas over Green Bay 94-51. Brewers picked up Freddie Peralta's $8 million club option for 2026 yesterday, while right-hander Brandon Woodruff declined his end of a $20 million mutual option. Brewers also declined Danny Jansen's mutual option for $12 million. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.